Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello everyone. Happy lunar eclipse to you today. It is January 31st, 2018. This is Molly McCord, and welcome to our weekly show where we talk about the astrology and energies of right now and in the week ahead. So here we are at the end of January, which I think has felt like the longest month ever, and we're ending it with a pow. A lunar eclipse at 11 degrees of Leo, which we've been talking about for the previous few weeks. Perhaps you saw the sight in the sky. It was a gorgeous, gorgeous full moon, and it has a lot of energy with it. So I'm going to dive into that in the show, as well as look at what's coming up here as we move into February. A few items to share with you. I have a new YouTube channel where I am teaching astrology in these videos where I show you the chart, for example, today's lunar eclipse chart, and I walk you through what it looks like in the astrology chart. So if you're familiar with the glyphs and with astrology or you want to learn, you might want to go check out that those videos, which I am releasing quite regularly. The YouTube channel is called Molly McCord, Conscious Cool Chic, and there is a link here in the show description. You can just click on over and check it out. And I'm also now putting up some spiritual teachings videos that are from my new book, The Truth Always Rises, and I'm going deeper into topics that are covered in the various chapters of this book just to give you more insight, more information, and to hopefully explain some of these concepts more thoroughly. So I'm really getting my YouTube channel into gear here. So please check that out if you are on YouTube or if you are interested in watching those videos. Let's see here. I'm going down my list, and I'm deciding that nothing else is important. So let's just hop into the energies because, you know, we've been talking about how all the planets are in forward motion. What does that mean? It means that we really have support right now for wherever we're driving our energy and putting our intentions. And that is key to check in with during eclipse season because we're really meant to look at what's working, what's not working, what needs to change, what needs to adapt, what needs to be altered or upgraded. And eclipses are meant to do that. They're meant to evolve us forward, to move it forward. And they do that in such a dynamic way because eclipses are meant to shake us. They can feel shaky, unstable. It's when there's a lot of change happening and things don't feel quite solid yet. So we have to ride a process and we have to move through this process with greater consciousness, intention, and understanding that at all times you are in charge of you. And you are in charge of your own power and your choices. And we can forget that at times. I mean, think about how we can get distracted. We pull our energy into all these different situations, and we can feel scattered and dispersed. This is a time to call it back in. The lunar eclipse in Leo is about calling it in because Leo is your sense of self. It is confidence. It is courage. It is being bold. It's your heart. It's remembering, who am I? Who am I right now in my life? And do I feel good about who I am? And am I accepting and loving who I am? Leo is a strong energy. It's a fixed energy that is stable, reliable. It wants things concrete. And so this is meant to solidify who you are right now, especially from last August when we had this other pair of eclipses that really rocked and rolled us. Right now, we're saying, okay, I went through a roller coaster. I went through a mess. I went down the magic rabbit hole. You know, you went through a lot probably since August. And so what do you claim now? Because this is a time to really be listening to what's in your heart and what's in your your emotional messages. So the lunar eclipse is so emotional right now because it is, as you've probably heard, it's many words. It is a full moon, super moon, blue moon, lunar eclipse. Full moon happens every month when the sun and the moon are opposite each other. A blue moon happens when there are two full moons in a calendar month. And then a super moon is when the moon is close to the Earth. And perhaps you saw it, but the moon was gigantor last night, and it was just amazing. I don't even know. I mean, you could say so many words about it. And it'll be full again tonight, not the biggest place of fullness, but still full. And then the lunar eclipse, so which has to do with the nodes in the sky, the north node and the south node. So much energy. And what this is showing you and asking you to do is to be very honest with yourself about how you feel right now, and to feel that you're also being supported with more downloads of courage and confidence and high vibrational light and energies. This lunar eclipse especially is such a portal of energies. It's such a portal. I mean, the moon being this close, it's like sitting on our shoulders, right? The moon being this close is really amplifying our emotional needs, our emotional body, the water on the planet, and feminine energy. It's amplifying all of this so that we can really love it more. And the Leo energy is about receiving that love. So imagine as you look at this beautiful, gorgeous lunar eclipse that it is sending you love. You are receiving the highest possible light and love from that gorgeous moon who is shining so bright for us. And that's really the portal here. It's a portal of reception. Anything that's lunar is feminine. Whatever is solar is masculine. So we're invited right now to look at our lunar selves, our feminine selves. And the solar eclipse chart has so much feminine energy in it, with the moon conjunct Ceres and conjunct the north node. And then we have the sun conjunct Venus and almost conjunct Juno. And so there's this understanding that, are you loving yourself for who you are and how you're different, quote unquote? Because we're all different. We're all different from one another. I mean, it's so silly at times, right? You're like, well, of course you're different than other people. You need to be. That's why you're amazing, is because you're different. But it's understanding that we each contribute to humanity's collective mosaic, and we each contribute something special. And you need to own your light and your love. And that can sound so cliche, but are you? Because it takes courage to do that. It takes confidence. It takes stepping outside of the audience and of the crowd. And that isn't always comfortable, and it isn't always what we want to do, but it's where we grow and we start to see that we are loved for that energy. We are loved for being ourselves. And so this lunar eclipse is about taking a risk of some sort. And where are you willing to risk shining and showing more of your Leo self, of your light? So 11 degrees of Leo, wherever that is in your chart, in your natal chart, especially the house placement, is what's being lit up for you to really shine it out there and to take a risk on your creativity, on a next step, on something that's moving forward for you. Lunar eclipses are about awareness. The full moon is about awareness. What is coming up to your awareness? What messages are you hearing for the first time that maybe you pushed away, pushed down, you didn't like, you didn't accept, and now you're ready to embrace it and accept it? And it could be that sense of, I'm really ready for a true partner in my life. who loves all of me. I'm really ready for the job that fulfills me on a daily basis. So obviously this can be any area of your life. I feel like whenever we hear these messages, they're just good reminders in your psyche of what you already know, but you need to amplify it in yourself again and reassess what you want. Now, with the planets all moving forward, this means stuff moves faster. This means things have movement, especially with our main man, Mars, now in Sagittarius, and he is making a beautiful, supportive trine to this moon. He's saying, sister, whatever is in your heart, I'm going to give you the gas, and we're going to hit the gas pedal, and we're going to go for it. So Mars is actually going, he's at 3 degrees of Sagittarius right now. And when he gets to 11 degrees of Sagittarius, that's when he will really kick into gear and make this energy take off. Because he's kind of like revving his engine right now. And Mars is a go energy, and it wants to support your next steps, your action, that sense of confidence and purpose. That's what Mars does best. It is a masculine energy. And when it works so beautifully right now with the feminine energy, he's your partner. You can count on this energy. You can count on the forward motion. You can count on the next steps. And you can count on the fact that the planets are actually working together in lovely harmony right now with this lunar eclipse. So something is coming to your awareness, to a place of illumination, which is all the full moon is about illumination, and it's coming through so that you're able to really declare proudly, strongly what you want. And we're meant to see it in a different way, what we want. And we're meant to understand that you can have what you want in any form or in any way, and it doesn't have to be. Perhaps you don't even have to have the specifics. In fact, it'd be good not to hold on to specifics, but to keep it moving and to keep it open, because the specifics will come together and the next steps will come together as we get to the solar eclipse on February 15th. Because the first eclipse, this lunar eclipse, is about awareness and your emotional awareness about how you feel about something and how you really are ready to declare more of what you want and what matters to you. And then by the solar eclipse, that is the new moon. That's the beginning point. And by the way, that is when Mars will be at 11 degrees. So when Mars gets to 11 degrees, he activates today's lunar eclipse. So there's always all these cycles of energy in astrology, and it helps us be able to plan it. So what I would recommend is that something is coming up for you to see and understand about who you are in the world, why you are here, why you are different, why you are needing to do something your way. And by the middle of February, we're going to have that solar eclipse, February 15th. And that's the new beginning point. That's the go, okay? And Mars comes through and he helps you with that too. So really take these next 2 weeks to be open and receptive, to be willing to say yes, to say I want this and I believe in this for myself, and maybe I don't know how, but I know it's right for me because it calls to my heart. In alignment with my truth. Really quick on that note, these new videos I uploaded to YouTube, I talk about truth. I talk about being in alignment with your truth. I talk about the difference between your soul purpose and your life purpose, because they're two separate energies that actually work together and interact, but they're two different energy fields, if you will. And it's really important right now to be clear, more clear about what you find as your life purpose, where you feel called to do something. And this does not mean a job or a profession or something you're paid for. It can be anything. It could be you could feel like your life purpose is to be living more of a holistic lifestyle, or to really spend more time with your creative self. Or there's something that's just a big project or a big goal that's really calling to you. The life purpose can be anything. It's really so broad. But that's what astrology helps you hone in on, is what you're really moving through and creating in this lifetime that is based on a passion, something that you create, you offer, you contribute, you're of service. All of that is so big right now. And I know that people feel it. By the way, this lunar eclipse energy, it's going to really, it's going to leave an imprint until late on Thursday night, Thursday afternoon, depending where you're located. So this energy is really strong Wednesday and Thursday, and then the moon goes into Virgo, and we come back down to Earth in terms of the practical. Virgo helps us focus. Virgo says step one, step two, step three. Don't overwhelm yourself. Make it practical. Make it small and bite-sized. So if everything feels big right now, the moon moving into Virgo is going to help us get those practical elements in place. And then what is great here too is that the moon is going to trine our buddy Saturn, who's now at 4 degrees of Capricorn. And the moon is going to also trine Pluto at 19 degrees of Capy. So the earth signs help support us with the concrete real work that needs to be done. The Leo energies of right now that are so big with this lunar eclipse full moon ignite our passion. And that's also what Mars is doing, because Mars is in a fire sign. And so he ramps it up and takes off. So there is this real sense of what are you inspired to follow and do. And I find that this can show up in your conversations with people, your inspirations, your just ideas, your at work, you know, in the world at large, of course. But I feel like what people really want is a connection more to themselves. So really go inward. And I don't think it's new information. I think it's something you already know, because this eclipse is working with the eclipse from August, and it's actually working with the eclipses that started last February. So there's been an ongoing story here, and it's meant to help you get more to the heart of what you want, and believing and knowing you can create it. 2018 is such a big year because we have a lot of energies transitioning, and I've already felt that in January. I've definitely felt a seriousness in January, which we've talked about with all the Capricorn energies. But I've also felt like we're really grounded. We're really meant to have that sense of 2 feet on the ground. In terms of numerology, it is a 2 year. And I think, okay, 2 feet on the ground. And what do I need to do to follow up and put effort into what was initiated last year? It's a sense here of, again, feminine energy in a 2 year. It's partnerships, cooperation, talking it out, getting other ideas, being receptive, being open, keeping it flowing, trusting what moves you. So all this is just really big, and I think everyone feels it, but not everyone's conscious of what they're feeling. We now have 3 planets in Aquarius. Mercury just moved into Aquarius, and the Sun and Venus are still traveling together in Aquarius. They have a wider orb, and this energy of Aquarius is quite zingy, zappy, zippy, and it gets our minds moving. I always think of Aquarius as really different, innovative, intuitive, creative. It's that sense of, I have a brilliant breakthrough. I got it. That's what the Mercury in Aquarius energy is going to do for you, is you're going to say, yes, okay, I got it. And you're going to have that sense of maybe needing to talk it out with other people who are on the same wavelength. Aquarius is our tribe, our friends, our networks. It is good to talk it out with people right now. There is support in connecting with others. There is support as well in sending energies out into the collective that they can help maybe, I was going to say tone down, but I guess another way to put it is to help people see the bigger picture or to see what they can of the bigger picture and how we are all on this tiny blue and green marble in space, and we are all flawed humans who are just figuring it out as we go. I mean, right? Isn't that what this is? And so we're all contributing. And it's a reminder that we don't all have it all together. You know, there's stuff, you know, we all have the parts of our closets that, oh, maybe that's a little messy, or, oh, this part of my life isn't quite known or quite figured out. I mean, there's unity in that, right? No one needs to be perfect. No one needs to be thought of as that one person who knows it all and who's an ideal perfection. I was thinking of a story. A story came up in my mind from, it was years ago, the story about a publicist that I was first working with, who's a really great publicist, and she helped me a lot with my first book. But something she said to me made me so uncomfortable, and she said basically, well, when you're going public with something, you know, keep in mind what you want people to envy you about. And I just hate that word envy, and I just hate what that creates, because then you're dealing with people's envy, and yuck. Who wants that? To be on the receiving end of that is not really great unless your ego really needs that kind of energy, like you thrive on that and you need that. And so I thought that was so fascinating that that's what she said, because that's how a lot of people will position themselves, right? I've got it all together. I have this amazing body. I have the perfect life. I have this incredible career, or I have all this money, and, you know, all this shallow 3D stuff. And we know that as we ascend and we become more high vibrational, that all that stuff can be great, but it's not really what matters. It's your energy that matters. It's your intention. It's what you're really aware of and conscious of. It's how you love. It's how you trust yourself. And so I think about that at times, like how she said, Molly, how do you want to be envied? And the truth is, I don't want to be envied at all. Gross. It's just about being the best you can be and letting that be enough. That is so much of what this energy is right now, is just tapping into the best you can be, and that's enough. And you don't have to put on a show for the collective, and you don't have to be this, you know, we live in a time when all these paradigms are being shattered, and what is not really working has to come down and has to fall apart, and secrets are revealed. And there are those of us who don't even want to participate on that playground anyways. And I think that is what we're here to do. And I feel like that's what this Aquarius energy reminds us of, is that you can be your own individual person. You don't have to think of yourself as special, but you can feel confident. And you don't have to do something to fit into the crowd, or even to need something from the crowd, because confidence is just you being you. So there is a real sense of centering yourself here in what you claim and what you believe yourself, who you believe yourself to be, and understanding that that's it. You know, that's all you have to do. You know, on social media, online, on the internet, we can all get caught up in the numbers, the data, the likes, the shares, the following, the blah blah blah, and you know that doesn't really ever hone in on the energy of something, which is so much bigger and can't be calculated and can't be detailed. So we're really living in a time of look at what your energy is contributing and look at how you are actively using your energy to contribute, because that's what we get to choose. How awesome is that, right? We get to choose it. And we get to then feel confident in what we choose and what we want to create. And that's a really powerful place to be. So I love this energy in Aquarius right now simply because it gives us a higher vision, a higher perspective, new breakthroughs. It helps us see also how far you've come, like how far you've grown and what you've come to understand and the wisdom you've accumulated, what fits for you. The other part of Aquarius energy is that it's really about ascension, because it's ascending up into a higher awareness and a higher vibe. The upcoming solar eclipse on February 15th is at 27 degrees of Aquarius. It's the new moon. It's a new beginning point, also a portal. And it's also about looking at where you're going to be activating energies in you to help the next phase of your growth. And so everything between now and February 15th is asking you to say either it goes or it stays. You have time for something, you don't have time for it. It's a priority, it's not a priority. You love it, you hate it. You want it, you don't want it. It's these choices around this is done and I'm stepping into this new beginning point for myself that's at a higher level. Aquarius takes us to higher levels. It's standing up on the higher platform, working with more galactic energies, really. It's very cosmic. Aquarius is metaphysical. Aquarius is astrology. It is advancements. It is artificial intelligence and robots. And actually, those are kind of creepy things to me. So, but it's true. Those are Aquarian things. It's these weird automated driving cars. I'm just going to get a little bit on my high horse here and say, you know, anything that we automate or we make robotic, what is that taking out of our human experience? How is that taking away our joy? I love driving, and I am never having an automated robotic car take the joy of driving away from me. So, you know, we have to remember that we're human beings, and we can't be replaced by everything that's mechanized or automated or robotic. And we don't want that anyways. That isn't really what our planet is about. Our planet is about us, and what we do here. So this energy right now is asking you specifically to look at your humanness and what are you creating here? And do you feel good about it? And if you do not, you get to change it and you get to make a new choice. So high five. Because you get to make a new choice and you get to figure out, well, what is my passion? How do I want to create? How do I want to connect with people? What matters to me in my relationships? Who matters? The other part of this time is that the sun is conjunct the south node, and that is a time of endings. The south node is what we're letting go of, what is over. What is complete. And with Aquarius energy, that is people, ideals, anything that has served its purpose and is done. And it's groups. It could be groups of people. It could be just the sense that you feel how different you are now. And you are needing other people who see that part of you. I find that we can have a hard time with these adjustments at first, and then they become more comfortable. And then you're more comfortable in the new human suit, the new energies, the new anything. So it's okay to give yourself time with the changes. That's just part of the process. But this really is a time of leveling up, growing into that the next phase of you. And you'll find that other people don't want that, don't choose that, don't need that, don't care. They just want to watch Monday Night Football and then Thursday Night Football and then Sunday Football. They only want certain things in their lives. They're much more 3D focused. But those of us who are in the energies and the sense that we can create so much, it's time. And that's what these eclipses are doing, and they're magical. I feel them as quite magical, in fact, and I felt so buzzy over this whole week has been buzzy, that's my word for it, because I felt my third eye crazy activated. It feels like it's on caffeine. Sleep has been hit or miss, and I had my weekly acupuncture, which I often talk about. I go to acupuncture every week, and I love it because of what it does to just take care of my physical self and helps me sleep. So do what you need to do right now for your physical body and these energies. You can find videos on YouTube for acupressure. There's Jinshin Jitsu energy. There's Reiki. I mean, there's so many things you could do to work with your own energy. I also strongly recommend guided meditations, because when the energies are so high and pulsating, we need to also have a way to just simmer down, right? You ever tell your mind, okay, shut up now. I need you to stop squawking so that I can sleep. And guided meditation, any of those practices are really going to be great right now. So if you don't already do it, I would highly recommend it, just to make sure that you're taking care of you. I really like guided meditations on YouTube, and there's so many out there these days. But find what works for you and make time for it, because it'll make all the difference. It really will. So as we move into February, we don't have a full moon in February. We have the single solar eclipse, new moon, in the middle of the month. So February has a real freshness to it. It's really made to be the next step, the moving forward, the next focus, the next priority. Because we did a lot here in January. And not only was it a long month, but it was a big energy month with the two full moons and the new moon and things getting straightened out and Mercury going direct. So all of that is meant to help us really take off in February. I feel a taking off energy around the middle of the month that helps us just go for it. But don't wait. If you're already feeling a go for it, then go for it. Always trust the energy you're feeling. Astrology helps with guiding that. You'll know it for yourself. And that's what you should follow, and that's what you should really trust more than anything. And then also, as a heads up about March, in March we have two full moons as well. That's quite fascinating, because it's going to be another big month. So 2018 is really off and running, and it's a time to really get clear on you and to feel and trust your creative spirit, your artistic nature, your ability to feel confident, and to know that you You have the right to shine your light just as everybody else does. And that doesn't mean that we put out each other's light, right? Because that is the other side of Leo, is that it can be narcissistic, egotistical, me, 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 and only me, 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 me. It doesn't want to share the stage, so to speak. But the healthy Leo that is confident doesn't care, because it knows that it has a sense of self that is grounded and strong. So, my friends, big doings going on here. And what a great – I just feel great about this year, and I know that everyone is experiencing it differently. I just feel it as such a turning point from last year, when last year we had energies that were here and there and this and that, and it was a bit scattered, if you will. There was momentum. There was a lot of healing. The healing still continues this year, but we're in a different phase. And I hope you feel that too, that whatever you're going through, it probably is going to move through faster. It's not going to be something you have to slog through for months or years. Instead, you'll move through it in weeks. And I've mentioned that before on previous episodes, that I remember back in, I swear, I think it was 2009, it was just a full year of something never moving. It was like everything took forever back in 2009, and now everything goes fast. So we are changing the frequency and vibration of the planet, and you can feel it in your own life with how things come together and manifest and zip, zip, zip on through. Let me just do a quick check-in here to see if there's anything else I want to touch on. Because it's make sure you're getting enough water during the eclipse season, because I know I wasn't, and I was getting bad headaches, and I thought, oh, I need to drink more water, because our bodies are processing everything so much faster, especially with the moon being so close. So lots of water, lots of protein, lots of anything that helps ground you and helps take care of your physical self. I've been eating dark chocolate because I've decided I'm in charge of me and I can eat dark chocolate whenever I want. So it's that kind of thing, right? You're like, well, I need some dark chocolate right now, and that's just how it is. Trust that your body is giving you messages for a reason. I've also been eating so much salad and trying to eat more organic food, because I realize that always feels better too. So this is the stuff we know, and I just want to call it out as a reminder that it all contributes to what you're feeling or experiencing, and it can make a difference. So also a quick shout-out, thank you for those of you who have pre-ordered my new book. I so appreciate that. I really hope that it's one you resonate with and connect with. Lots of information in there. And I hope that the new videos on YouTube also give you some good information to sit with or consider whatever may be coming up for you right now. Okay, it's another episode that we are complete. I have to go eat some food because I'm starving. I'm probably going to eat all day. And I'll be back next Wednesday for our next episode. And I so appreciate all of you who are regular listeners. Thank you. I am saying namaste to you for choosing to be here and participate in this show with your energy and your presence. And I hope that this can really, this show alone can benefit you. And thanks for sharing it with your friends. I appreciate that too. So I'll see you back here next Wednesday. Have a beautiful ride into this eclipse energy. And I know that you're perfectly guided at all times. Take good care, and I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.